and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Roughly 1,000 girls have made history this year by becoming the first in the nation to earn the rank of Eagle Scout through the Boy Scouts of America. KERA's Becca Moore has been following a few young women from North Texas who received their Eagle Scout rank last week.
The Boy Scouts allowed girls to join the organization 2 years ago, and Emma Duncan knew right away she didn't just want to be a scout. She wanted to be an Eagle Scout.
Once we were sure, yes, this is going to be a thing, and there's going to be a troop near us, we started thinking about, you know, what would it look like to go about getting Eagle, you know, time limits, and is that something I'm interested in? And it totally was.
The Eagle requirements take a minimum of 2 years to complete and have to be done before a scout turns 18. Since Duncan was 16 when she joined, she didn't waste any time. All Eagle Scouts have to earn 21 merit badges, serve in a leadership role, and complete a community service project. Duncan did it all in just 2 years, along with at least 34 other girls in North Texas. Duncan's troop, 890, held its Court of Honor ceremony last week, recognizing 10 young women who are among the first in history to receive the Eagle Scout rank.
Through all of history, the Eagle has been the symbol of man's best. And today, the Eagle is the symbol of scouting's best. Will the candidates for the rank of Eagle please rise and present themselves here?
Then the girls recited the Eagle Scouts' charge.
I state your name.
I
realize the obligations to my fellow scouts.
Realize the obligations to my fellow scouts.
To my home.
To my home.
My country.
My country.
And my God.
And my God.
Finally, the girls were joined by their parents, who fastened the Eagle Scout pin to their uniform, establishing them as Eagle Scouts now and forever.
On behalf of this Court of Honor, and with the high hope that you will always represent the finest of character and citizenship, we welcome you into the Brotherhood of Eagle Scouts and congratulate you, your parents, and your scout leaders. Let's do a big congratulations to everybody.
Duncan says typically these Court of Honor ceremonies are done solo, but this was a special occasion.
We wanted to do something as a group, just to, we went through the experience together. Kind of seemed right that we end it together too.
Now that she's officially an Eagle Scout, Duncan says she plans to use the leadership skills she's developed to pursue a career in music education as a choir director. 14-year-old Madison Neffley is the youngest of the group to receive her Eagle rank. She plans to continue scouting through high school and says she hopes to become Troop 890's senior patrol leader in the future.
And I'm excited to get to lead them either as SPL or just as like in the troop to help them have the same experience that I did.
Kendall Simon, the former leader of Troop 890, says she's taking a gap year to figure out what she wants to do next. In the meantime, she's focused on her role in the Order of the Arrow, or OA, an honor society within Boy Scouts.
There's big like festivals that they do, but there's just a lot of controversy surrounding it with like racial issues, which is something that obviously I'm very passionate about.
Simon is one of the first women and women of color in the OA. She hopes to use her voice to bring light to cultural appropriation, like OA members wearing Native American attire during ceremonies.
It made me uncomfortable just to watch. So I think that's something that we should overcome, find a new uniform, and try to make it, it's important to learn about the Native American culture, obviously, living in America. But I think we should do it in a more appropriate way where it's education and not so much cultural appropriation.
Lane Duncan is Emma Duncan's dad. As a scoutmaster of Troop 890, he's watched his daughter and the other girls work tirelessly to complete their Eagle requirements.
As a body, as a group, they have really celebrated each other's successes and really worked to lift each other up. And that's been really, really gratifying, really, really fun to see.
And he says he's sure the confidence and leadership abilities these Eagle Scouts have developed will take them far in their future endeavors. I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.